The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Other people's problems, you got them, we fix them, or exacerbate them.
We'll try to fix them.
It's the vocab word of the day. I just wanted to work it in. What's going on with Tina there, TX?
Tina has been dating a guy. She's never been over to his place, and now she knows why.
Oh, no.
And this is the time to call us?
Dun, dun, dun.
Tina?
Hey, how are you?
Hey,
how are you?
Hi. Oh, wait.
Go ahead.
Oh, man, I forgot the greeting already. Hi. It's more than hi.
It's yai.
It's okay.
We're going to be okay. Oh, man.
Hey, we appreciate the effort.
Yeah, no, the effort is really, it's the thought that counts.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we ran out of time to fix your problem today. I hope everything works out in your life.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I really didn't mean to. I should have written it down. I'm horrible.
Oh, God, that's awesome. All right, so what's actually happening?
Well, I've been dating a guy for a while, and he's actually a great guy. I like him a lot. We just, every time we spend time outside of, like, you know, when we go inside to spend time, it's always at my house. I've never been to his place, and I don't understand why. And I finally decided to ask him about it and stop, you know, pretending there's not an elephant in the room.
Okay.
And,
oh, yeah. He has an elephant?
Oh, well, I want to come over.
Big one. Pretty big one there, sir, which I was like, can we just not? So he admitted that his ex-wife still lives in his house. Hmm? Yeah. So
hold on. So he's omitted that this whole time? He's like kept that on the down?
Exactly.
Like what?
There you go. I like that choice of words, omitted, because he didn't lie, right? He just didn't tell me. Yeah.
I mean, okay.
Did you know he was married and got a divorce?
Yeah, no, I actually knew about the divorce. We did talk about that, but he obviously never shared that she still lives with him. And it's a him thing. That's what's bothering the most. It's not like they bought the house together. She moved in with him when they got married, and she just never moves out. He swears they sleep in separate bedrooms, but, I mean, what am I to make of all of this?
Yeah.
And they've been divorced for a year, by the way. So
they're officially, they're all the way done being divorced and she still lives there?
Right. And if they've been divorced for a year, you can't get your coins together in a year, ma'am, and get on out there. Like, what are we doing?
Do they have kids?
No, not that I'm aware of. They didn't.
Well, God knows.
Other things
have you
might
checked
be omitted.
All the rooms in the house?
At this point, I don't know what to think, but he's never talked about his children. No.
I'll just jump in with the phone number then. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. I am 100% against him, so I'm going to do something that a new exercise I'm working on. I'm going to try to steel man his side of it, even though I think he's a J-hole.
Okay.
Here's the deal. When guys have uncomfortable things that we don't want to share, we don't know what to do. So we just think if we don't say anything, it's not real.
Right. Yeah.
That's an amazing concept that you guys have adopted.
No, but I'm being very serious.
No, I know. It's very real. Yeah. No, mm-hmm. I'm agreeing with you. I'm laughing only because it's so ridiculous. But no, I absolutely know that that is.
It's like
not that ridiculous.
But I mean, it's like I have herpes and I don't have herpes. But I'm saying if I'm a guy with herpes, like you just you're like, we're not sleeping together yet. And then when you're in the moment, you're like, I don't know. I'm wearing protection anyway, so she's gonna be fine. And you're like, man, you got it. You got.
And then it's every guy's favorite is like, well, you never asked.
Right.
You never asked.
You never asked the specific question. Do you have herpes simplex 12?
Like living in your home with you. Exactly.
Somebody's going to isolate that audio of me saying I have herpes.
Somebody.
It's already done.
Yeah. Do not do that. Jeez.
We have a new promo.
I do recognize that, you know, guys aren't big on vulnerability. And I also get that, like, society has told you guys forever that being vulnerable is being weak. And now we know, or I believe all of us women know, right? Wink, wink to the woman in the room.
Mm-hmm.
That it is literally the strongest thing you could own.
And, like, the most attractive thing,
it to
really
be vulnerable.
Is. Yeah. For you to lay that down and be like, listen, I screwed up, but I can do better. Like, that's what we want to hear.
Yeah, but you here's know? The thing. As a guy, we're also afraid. So I'm going back to herpes because I have to.
Hey, you want to cut that too?
No, but I just want to say this. I had a guy friend who was overly vulnerable and like led with that. So it's like, hi, my name's Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie. My name's Jim, and I have herpes. And you're like, And it's like if your man led with, hey, Tina, God, you're hot. Let's go out to drinks. By the way, my ex-wife still lives in my house. Like,
yeah, I've got baggage that I'm dealing with.
Right. Well, there's a time and place. Other.
Yeah, but isn't there, right? There's no middle ground there. It either has to be as soon as you meet me or too late.
No,
to be telling me, and now
but I'm just saying, once it's comfortable and we're getting everything we want, then we don't want to upset the apple cart.
But then you're going tip over the entire apple cart, and
exactly.
It's going to be over.
And push all the apples and...
Not if we just keep going to Tina's house.
No.
You never asked. No, is this more common, like, among divorcees? Does this happen where one kind of hangs out or, like, just finances the housing market? I'm trying to steel man it, too. Is this something that he didn't realize was as unusual?
If they shared
that
children, T-Hack, I would say it,
yeah,
it at least...
it might make more sense.
Yeah, because at least you're co-parenting and you want to give the kids... If the kids are young, I've known... parents who got a divorce who were like, let's just keep living here in separate rooms because, like, we already barely talked when we were, like, whatever. He doesn't have that excuse.
Like T-Hack said, the housing market is insane. Maybe she's trying to save a little bit, and he gave her the time. Granted, it's been a year, so it should be time for her to move out now.
Plus 3 months. Because, like, if they've, like... Because it takes 3 months to get divorced, so it's been, you know, a year and a half probably since they started talking about it, or longer. I mean, I'm just...
That's where my head is at with it. I get the omission is unacceptable, obviously.
Yeah.
But I'm still willing to have a conversation with him if he can make it make sense. Like, why is this some... Not even why haven't you told me, because you guys just laid it out there. We know why, right? But now that the cat is out of the bag, so to speak, why aren't we having, like, a real discussion about what is going on here?
Yeah.
Now it's a matter of trust. And you can't move forward without it. Like, we're not going to...
Yeah, let's get her out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Is this more common? Has anyone else been through something like this?
That's
or maybe you're in this,
need.
Like, currently, and maybe there is a reason that we're missing.
Probably
not, but maybe.
Right.
I mean, I've definitely heard of this being the case, but just like you said, it's usually with the kids. And, you know, leaving might exacerbate that problem with your family. Like how I did that?
Exactly. Wow, you got to exacerbate in there too. It's now been said on the show twice. Tina, hang on right
herpes.
There.
That's been said a few times.
All right, the buzzword for today to win tickets to herpes. All right, hang on, Tina.
Oh my gosh.
If we get texts right now that say either exacerbates or herpes, I like, just stop.
Okay.
Just stop. It's not a text word. This is, okay. I understand why he did it, but like, I like your angle of like other people who've been in this situation, but I...
Well, and because there's a, I know you're divorced and you're no longer together, but that doesn't necessarily mean you hate each other. Like there's a little like, I don't want to just kick you out. And
like we're still friends.
Yeah. And
it didn't work out.
I'll help you. You're saving money. Like we can be amicable about this.
Yeah. And
maybe...
I'm going to use another example that's not herpes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like if I was a heroin addict, but I'm clean and I've been clean for a long time, when do I have to tell her? It's like
you should still tell her.
If I'm not going to fall back into that, much like I'm not going to fall back into my ex-wife, why do I have to tell her?
Because that's still a part of you.
But it's not.
It is.
I just have heroin in my house, but I'm not using it.
No, you have a whole cart of baggage that you need to explain.
I don't know when you got to explain all that.
Yeah, what if you're trying to cut loose the baggage and get rid of it, but now you're forced to drag it around even though you're trying to move forward?
Getting rid of it does not mean that you get to ignore it.
He should have. I think in his head, he probably was like, maybe Tina and I aren't going to hit it, be as serious as we are. And then they started getting serious, and he's like, my ex is going to move out soon. She promised me in a month, and now it's 2 months, and now it's 3 months, and now it's like... And I think as a guy, he was probably just like watching these paths converge, going, one of these is going to give. Like, me and Tina are going to break up, or she's going to move, and then neither happened.
So then he needs to make a decision.
Is that
difficult for you guys?
Sometimes.
Oh my gosh.
If she's paying rent and she has heroin and no herpes.
No.
It just exacerbates the situation, Aaron.
I'm done.
All right. If you can help Tina out, if somebody like held a secret back from you, maybe you can give her some advice. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Tina. She's been dating a guy. She really likes him. Everything's going well, but basically they never go to his house.
Mm-hmm. And she found out why. He's not alone there.
He's got an ex-wife living at the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's supposed to move out. She hasn't gotten around to it
yet.
Yeah, packing's difficult. It takes a while.
It's been like a year, though. So she's wondering what to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and he swears he's like, we sleep in separate beds, but now she's like, I don't. What?
You haven't told me this in this whole relationship. Like, what are you hiding?
All right, so let's get some advice for her. Let's start with Candy. Candy?
Yai.
You, I'm guessing your name isn't Candy, and you are disguised.
Correct. I was in a similar situation, and long story short, he was not divorced, come to find out, and basically told me the same exact thing. She just doesn't want to move out. So my advice would be ask for a copy of the divorce papers or speak to this ex-wife.
Did you actually ask for a copy? Like, it's not none of your business, but it's not really your business.
I know. Technically not, but she needs some type of reassurance because some men and even women, some of them will just lie. And the fact that she can't, go over there, that's just a major red flag. I wish that I would have gotten some type of reassurance instead of taking his word for it because I ended up getting a lot of slack and being called this other woman and a homewrecker and all the other things. When in reality, I genuinely thought those two were not together at all. And everybody.
So he was flat out lying. They were not even. Were they divorcing or were they? He was just cheating.
He told me they were no longer together, and as it turns out, he was cheating with me.
Wow.
And I didn't know.
Candy. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's why I recommend asking for some type of reassurance. Because she could be paying for it in the long run if he is lying, just like I have to.
Wow. Yeah, we always just think of the other woman as a homewrecker, but if he's an adept liar. Then
and that's kind of what had happened too. Is the individual that he was with? Basically, it was like how could you actually think that we're not together? How could you believe all these things? When we were still living together and you knew we were still living together, but I genuinely believed that they were not together and they were.
Wow.
So, all right.
Yeah. Did you ever get to speak to his wife then?
I did.
You did?
I did. The two actually ended up, because as it turned out, I wasn't the only one. I actually spoke to her. We had initially she was really upset, but we ended up speaking a little bit later down the line, and we actually got along really well and had a long talk about it. But basically, this individual was the one that was in the wrong, and it's pretty obvious after she found out about all the others. We ended our conversation just amicably and got along really well.
Wow. Thank you for the advice. That's it just never occurred to me that he could be lying about it.
Yeah, it seems like too big of a lie.
Say you're like, isn't that your mom was a family attorney? Isn't that public record if she wanted to go?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I was thinking like even if I saw the proof, I wouldn't know. Like, you could just type anything out and give it to me. I am divorced and be like,
I now know exactly what it looks like.
And you would know.
You're not going to pull one over on me, hack.
Okay.
Jill?
Yai.
So you're on the get the divorce paper train, too.
Because you're right. You could have, I've actually had somebody forge a custody agreement and send it to me. So what I would say, because I guarantee they are not divorced. Because if so, he would have no problem inviting you over and being like, yeah, it's a little awkward, but here's the situation. Because if he's not lying to you, why can't you go over there and talk to this woman if they've been divorced for a year and he's helping her out and that's the friendly relationship that they have?
But can I just say this as a person who's divorced? Even now, if I were dating somebody seriously, I don't know that I'd want to be in the same room with her and my ex-wife.
Yeah, like you're flaunting her or something.
But if they're separate bedrooms, then she can go hang out in her bedroom while you're in the living room. Because I
still wouldn't bring somebody in. I wouldn't bring somebody in.
I was in this position, and I was lied to, and they were still happily married. And it wasn't until a friend of mine found her Twitter account. Well, she thought she was happily married, and he was sleeping. He stayed at my house. He took care of me after I went through a surgery. He lied to me the entire time. 2 years. 2 years, I believed that he was
helping her out. Oh, my God, Jill.
Yeah.
And then how did you find out? Did she confront you then?
No, so I ended it because I was like, I need to like stuff or get off the pot.
Okay.
We ended it, and a friend.
And that was the moment we lost her. Why are there so many women? Why are there so many men pretending to be divorced?
You're
going to get caught, bro.
I guess people aren't asking for proof. It just seems like it's believable. I'm shocked too.
I'm not comparing cancer to divorce, but I kind of am. Like, who lies about having cancer? You just don't.
Mm-hmm.
You don't lie about getting a divorce. Yeah. Like,
yeah. Wow, she found a Twitter account.
All right, Tina, your advice is look up his divorce papers.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.